things will be added unto you. Twice he fed a multitude with the smallest bit of food, and they all gave thanks to God that day. Still today we won't believe that to give is to receive, that the words he said will never fade. Seek ye first the kingdom of his love, make him first in everything you do. If you just trust and never doubt what he said, all good things will be added unto you. He's got everything you need. All he asks is that you heed and be faithful to the very end. When that judgment day has come, don't you want to be the one just to see his face and call him friend? Seek ye first the kingdom of his love, make him first in everything you do.
Shelton Becton's spiritual, All Good Things Will Be Added Unto You, performed there by Ginny Bridges, Bernard Holcomb, Will Liverman, and pianist Craig Terry. Welcome to the Ryan Opera Center recital series on WFMT Chicago. This series, which has been made possible by the generous support of Julie and Roger Baskers, features singers from the world-renowned Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago. I'm Colin Ure, your host for this series. In 1926, the African-American historian Carter Godwin Woodson established Negro History Week to remind the nation of the all-important contributions made to this country's history by African-Americans. This commemoration, now known as Black History Month, takes place each February. And this recital, given by African-American singers from the Ryan Opera Center, celebrates music by African-American composers. The recital continues with five songs of Lawrence Hope, composed by Henry Burley and published in 1915. The poet Lawrence Hope, or I should say Adela Florence Nicholson, as Lawrence Hope was her literary pseudonym, was born into a military family in England in 1865, but spent the majority of her life in India. Adela was captivated by the country and fell under its spell, her romantic poems unashamedly luxuriating in the exoticism of India. However, Adela was prone to bouts of depression throughout her life and tragically committed suicide in Madras in 1904. In the first of Burley's songs, Worthwhile, the heartbroken protagonist realizes that it's better to have loved, whatever the cost. In The Jungle Flower, the author likens the object of his love to a jungle flower, which, he tells us, is strange and fierce and fair. But love's bloom, like that of a flower, can be fleeting. Kashmiri Song, the third song of the set and also the most well-known, Pale hands I loved beside the Shalimar, where are you now? Exclaims the lover. I would have rather felt you round my throat, crushing out life, than waving me farewell. In the penultimate song, Among the Fuchsias, the author struggles against temptation. Call me not to the lotus lake which drooping fuchsias hide. What if my latent youth awake and will not be denied? And in the final song, Till I Wake, the protagonist asks his love to kiss him at the moment of death, so that if there is a reawakening after death, the softness of that final kiss will be remembered. So here to perform Five Songs of Lauren's Hope by Henry Burley is Will Liverman, accompanied by Craig Terry.
My lips. joys and pains, holding the doors of heaven and hell. How the blood rushed wildly through the veins. Oh, pale sun. Thank you.
You heard Henry Burley's Five Songs of Lawrence Hope, performed by Ryan Opera Centre baritone Will Liverman, accompanied by Craig Terry. Very little is known about the next African-American composer, John Carter. Born in 1937, the St. Louis-based Carter composed mainly vocal works. In 1963, at the height of the civil rights movement, he composed Cantata for voice and piano. This five-movement work, consisting of a prelude, followed by arrangements of four well-known spirituals, Peter, Go Ring Them Bells, Sometimes I Feel Like a Motherless Child, Let Us Break Bread Together, and Ride On King Jesus, is a tour de force for both vocalist and pianist. Carter's musical treatment of these spirituals is individual and contemporary, the work contrasting legato phrases with spiky rhythms and unexpected harmonies. Cantata certainly delivers a mighty punch, its highly charged emotions as relevant today as at the time of its composition. Here's Janae Bridges, accompanied by Craig Terry, to perform Cantata by John Carter.
Thank you.
That was Rhine Opera Centre mezzo-soprano Ginny Bridges singing Cantata by John Carter. The pianist was Craig Terry. We'll return to this recital in just a moment. First, here's Rhine Opera Centre's manager, Dan Novak.
The programme has continued to evolve. We've changed some administration. Richard Perlman was the director when I was here. Then shortly after that was when Jonna and Andrew, Jonna Rolandi and Andrew Davis, arrived, and shortly after Andrew's arrival, Jonathan kind of joined the team as our director of vocal studies. And it was really a significant change to have a singer as part of the administrative group. I thought, really kind of like the icing on the cake, in a way, you could say, that taking a strong program and making it even stronger because it added that whole component of someone who has been through a career, who can answer a lot of questions that really almost no one else can, and then also happens to be someone that is just a fantastic voice teacher, so can help people vocally as well. It was really just another level up. The fact that our company confidently has Ryan Upper Center members on stage, they have assignments as understudies that are major, and in many cases, they have been able to go on in those roles. And the fact that that happens here with some regularity, I think has got to be about the strongest selling point that we can offer to a young singer. It's this experience on stage with the very best in the world. Just getting over your nerves from doing it the first time is a big deal. The experience that you gain from doing it, the knowledge that you gain by being around the very best in the world and being right up there on stage with them, not only gives you confidence, but it enables you to really take the step and launch your career in a way I think that otherwise is not possible. My second part of that answer as to what is unique about our program, and that is this series. There is no other young artist program in the U.S. that has a recital series like that. Combined with the experience you get on stage here, the performing experience and exposure that they're going to receive by being part of this recital series, and then all of the other performing and training that they receive over the course of the year. Again, really, there's that kind of practical experience and practical learning that you gain by doing what it is that you're learning in the studio.
Ryan Opera Center's manager, Dan Novak. We're going to hear next from Bernard Holcomb, who's in his final year at the Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago. Bernard is going to sing two spirituals, but before that, he's going to sing Soliloquy by John Work. Bernard, tell us a little bit about Soliloquy. It may be a work that's not terribly well known to our listening audience. Tell us about the composer and the work itself and why it's a particular favorite of yours.
Well, my experience with African-American art songs started when I was in grad school at the University of Michigan. Willis Patterson, who was a professor there for a long time, compiled a book of African-American art songs, and we had to take a class. And Soliloquy was assigned to me. I had no idea who John Work was or what Soliloquy was. But I found out that John Work's father was the first African-American to start compiling folk songs and spirituals, and he was a professor at Fisk University around the turn of the century. John Work III, who composed Soliloquy, also had a long association with Fisk University, which in itself has a long history with African-American singers and spirituals. As far as me choosing to sing Soliloquy, I absolutely love this song. The poem, the words, and the music are just the perfect marriage. The music is so languid, and it really captures the idea of what the poem is trying to say. And I really relate to it because the first line is, "If death be only half as sweet as life, I will not fear, I'll shed no tear." And that's what I believe my life is like right now. Life is so full, I'm in the Ryan Opera Center, everything is going well, and I feel like a part of living that life is knowing that one day death will come and not being afraid of it, because if it's only half as great as what I'm going through right now, I'll be fine.
To sing John Work's Soliloquy, here is Bernard Holcomb, accompanied by Craig Terry.
Follow.
John Work's Soliloquy, sung there by Bernard Holcomb with pianist Craig Terry. Earlier in this recital, we heard Will Liverman perform Five Songs of Lawrence Hope by Henry Burley, and we're going to return to Burley's music once again. Born in Erie, Pennsylvania in 1866, Henry Burley was a composer and professional baritone. And it was due to his tireless work as singer, arranger, and composer that African-American music became widely known and performed throughout the United States during the 1920s and 1930s. Although many of his own compositions are now either forgotten or out of print, his advocacy throughout his life for the African-American spiritual is undoubtedly his enduring legacy. To perform His Name So Sweet, arranged by Hall Johnson, and Were You There, arranged by Henry Burley, here once again is Bernard Holcomb, accompanied by Craig Terry.
Oh Lord, I just come from the fountain, I'm just from the fountain, Lord, I just come from the fountain, His name so sweet. Oh Lord, I just come from the fountain, I'm just from the fountain, Lord, I just come from the fountain, His name so sweet. Poor sinner, do you love Jesus? Yes, yes, I do love my Jesus. Sinner, do you love Jesus? His name so sweet. Oh Lord, I just come from the fountain, I'm just from the fountain, Lord, I just come from the fountain, His name so sweet. Class leader, do you love Jesus? Yes, yes, I do love my Jesus. Leader, do you love Jesus? His name so sweet. Oh Lord, I just come from the fountain, I'm just from the fountain, Lord, I just come from the fountain, His name so sweet. Sadler, do you love Jesus? Yes, yes, I do love my Jesus. Elder, do you love Jesus? His name so sweet. Just come from the fountain, I'm just from the fountain, Lord, I just come from the fountain, His name so sweet. Oh Lord, I just come from the fountain, I'm just from the fountain, Lord, I just come from the fountain, His name so sweet.
Were you there when they crucified?
Ryan Opera Center tenor Bernard Holcomb, accompanied by Craig Terry, performed His Name So Sweet and Were You There in arrangements by Hall Johnson and Henry Burley. A native Chicagoan, Margaret Bonds was one of the first African-American women to study at Northwestern University in Chicago, graduating at the age of 21 with degrees in music. As well as being a composer and a teacher, she was also a gifted pianist, performing with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. Her composition, Montgomery Variations for Orchestra, dedicated to Martin Luther King Jr., was composed in 1965 at the height of the Freedom March on Montgomery, Alabama. She died tragically young at the age of 59 in 1972, shortly after her final composition, Credo for Chorus and Orchestra, had been given by Zubin Mehta and the Los Angeles Philharmonic. The work of Margaret Bonds and all of the African-American composers heard in this recital exemplify the vision and hopes of Carter Godwin Woodson, the creator of Negro History Week, now known as Black History Month, who famously said, "We should emphasize not Negro history, but the Negro in history. What we need is not a history of selected races or nations, but the history of the world, devoid of national bias, race hate, and religious prejudice." To close this recital, Janae Bridges, Bernard Holcomb, and Will Liverman, accompanied by Craig Terry, are going to perform one of the best loved and exuberant of all spirituals, "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands."
He's got the whole world in his hand.
Ginny Bridges, Bernard Holcomb, and Will Liverman, accompanied there by Craig Terry, performed He's Got the Whole World in His Hands in an arrangement by Margaret Bonds. And it brings to an end this Ryan Opera Centre recital celebrating the music of African-American composers. The recitals are made possible by the generous support of Julie and Roger Basquez. Thanks to Jenna Rolandi, director, and Dan Novak, manager of the Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Center at Lyric Opera of Chicago. Thanks also to Lyric Opera of Chicago's general director, Anthony Freud. Carolyn Paulin is our producer, and the music producer is Christopher Willis. I'm your host, Colin Ewer. Thanks for listening to the Ryan Opera Center recital series on 98.7 WFMT.